Greetings, this is Jeff Riddle, pastor of Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia. This is another in this occasional series of readings from and brief notes and commentary upon Eusebius of Caesarea's The Ecclesiastical History. Here is Book 4, chapters 27 through 30. Chapter 27. Of the many writings of Apollinarius, which have been widely preserved, the following have reached us. A treatise to the above-mentioned emperor, five books against the Greeks, and books 1 and 2 on the truth, 1 and 2 against the Jews, and after this, the treatises which he wrote against the heresy of the Phrygians, which had begun its innovations not long before, and was then, as it were, beginning to sprout, while Montanus, with his false prophetesses, was making the beginning of the error. Chapter 28. And of Musanus, whom we have mentioned in a previous passage, there is extant a certain very eloquent discourse which he wrote to some Christians who had fallen away to the heresy of the so-called Encratites, which was at that time just beginning to sprout, and to introduce into life its strange and corrupting false doctrine. Chapter 29. The story goes that Tatian was the author of this error, whose words we quoted a little above concerning the marvelous Justin, and related that he was a disciple of the martyr. Irenaeus states this in his first book against the heresies, and in the same place writes thus concerning him and his heresy. The so-called Encratites, proceeding from Saturninus and Marcion, preached against marriage, annulling the original creation of God, and tacitly condemning him who made male and female. They also introduced abstention from what they called animate things in gratitude to the God who has made all things, and they deny the salvation of the first created man. This innovation was recently made by them when a certain Tatian first introduced this blasphemy. He had been a hearer of Justin, but so long as he was with him, he produced nothing of this kind. But after the martyrdom of Justin, he left the church, being exalted by the idea of becoming a teacher, and puffed up as superior to others. He established his own type of doctrine, telling stories of invisible eons, like the followers of Valentinus, and rejecting marriage as corruption and fornication, similarly to Marcion and Saturninus. And as his own contribution, he denied the salvation of Adam. Irenaeus wrote thus at that time, but a little later, a certain man named Severus strengthened the above-mentioned heresy, and is the reason why those who have sprung from it obtain the name of Severiani from him. These indeed use the law and the prophets and the gospels, though they interpret the facts of the sacred scriptures in their own way, but they blaspheme the apostle Paul and reject his epistles and do not receive the acts of the apostles. Their former leader, Tatian, composed in some way a combination and collection of the Gospels, and gave this the name of the Diatessaron. And this is still extant in some places. And they say that he ventured to paraphrase some words of the Apostle, as though correcting their style. He has left a great number of writings, of which the most famous, quoted by many, is his Discourse Against the Greeks. In it, he deals with primitive history, and shows that Moses and the prophets of the Hebrews preceded all those who are celebrated among the Greeks. This seems to be the best and most helpful of all his writings. Such are the facts of this period. Chapter 30. In the same reign, heresies increased in Mesopotamia, and Bardasanes, a most able man and skilled in Syriac, composed dialogues against the Marcionites and other leaders of various opinions. And he issued them in his own language and script, together with many other of his writings. Those who knew them, and they were many, for he was a powerful arguer, have translated them from Syriac into Greek. Among them is his very powerful dialogue with Antoninus concerning fate, and they say that he wrote many other works in consequence of the persecution of that time. He had been first a member of the Valentinians, but condemned this school and refuted many of their fables, and himself thought that he had changed to orthodox opinion, but in fact he did not completely clean off the filth of his ancient heresy. At this time, Soter, Bishop of Rome, died. Here ends Book 4, chapters 27 through 30, and we'll move on to some notes and commentary. These chapters continue the discussion of various early Christian writers, theologians, and apologists. Chapter 27 describes the ministry of Apollinarius of Hierapolis. In addition to his apology to Marcus Aurelius that had been mentioned in chapter 26, Eusebius notes the following that came from his pen: 5 books against the Greeks, books 1 and 2 on the truth, books 1 and 2 against the Jews. He also apparently wrote a treatise against the heresy of the Phrygians, a movement that was contemporaneous with and perhaps related to that of Montanus. The two works cited here against the Greeks and against the Jews shows perhaps the precarious state of Christians in the Roman world at this time who were neither considered Jews nor pagans. Chapter 28 describes the writings of Musanus against the heresy of the Encratites. Kirsip Lake, the translator and editor, explains that the Encratites seem to have preached an ascetic doctrine somewhat resembling that of later Manichaeans. Chapter 29 traces the roots of the Encratite movement to Tatian as the author of this error. Eusebius cites Irenaeus, who said that the Encratite ideas, however, had come from Saturninus and Marcion, but that it had been Tatian who had introduced them. Tatian had been a hearer of Justin Martyr, but he had left the church after Justin's martyrdom, seeking to be an exalted teacher. The Encratites are described as preaching in particular against marriage, annulling the orthodox doctrines of creation, especially the special creation of man and woman. And it is noted that Tatian had introduced the idea of Adam not having been saved or having achieved salvation. The movement was later led by one named Severus, and the followers were known as the Severiani. These, Eusebius says, used the law and the prophets of the Old Testament and the Gospels of the New Testament according to their own peculiar interpretations, but they rejected Paul's writings and the book of Acts. Eusebius also surveys the writings of Tatian, most importantly, that being the Dia Tessaron, a harmony of the four Gospels. He also makes mention of Tatian having paraphrase the apostles, correcting their style. And there is a work that he notes that was titled Against the Greeks, which is, Eusebius says, the only work of Tatian's that the Orthodox might find helpful. In chapter 30, Eusebius introduces one Bardasanes of Mesopotamia, an able man, he says, and skilled in Syriac, and also a powerful arguer who wrote against Marcion. His most noteworthy work was a dialogue with Antoninus, or presumably this was Marcus Aurelius, the emperor, and that work was titled Concerning Fate. It is said that Bardasanes wrote in Syriac, and his works were translated into Greek by his followers. Eusebius notes here at the end, though, that though Bardasanes had formerly been a Valentinian, he believed that he had become Orthodox. Eusebius doubts that he had fully become Orthodox, and he says instead that he did not completely clean off the filth of this ancient heresy, meaning the teaching of the Valentinians. The book, this chapter, and with this chapter, the book 4 ends rather abruptly then with the announcement of the death of Soter of Rome. In conclusion, Eusebius continues to stress the clash of orthodoxy and heresy in pre-Constantinian Christianity. Of particular note is the discussion of the Encratites and the battle over the canon of Scripture, as well as the discussion of Tatian and his Dia Tessaron, the Dia Tessaron having been rejected by the Orthodox, who affirmed 4 separate and distinct canonical Gospels. Well, this brings this episode to an end, and with it, the conclusion of book four. We hope that this has been helpful, and I'll look forward to speaking to you in the next episode. Till then, take care and God bless.